This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office has dealt Apple some bitter news. Apple had a pending patent claiming that it owned and originated the idea of pinching and zooming on our smartphones. That patent has been rejected. Now, this complicates the outcome of the $1 billion judgment that a jury leveled against Samsung in August for violating Apple patents. James Bessin is an economist who specializes in patent law at Boston University. Good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Why did officials decide that pinch and zoom was not a valid patent for Apple?
Someone submitted to the patent office some what's called prior art, which is mostly other patents that had been filed before Apple's. And that prior art, when the examiners read it, seemed to cover what Apple's patent covered. So they decided either that the patent that they granted Apple was not novel, which is a requirement, or was obvious, which is another requirement.
So this kind of lines up with what I recall was the common sense being floated by many folks at the time during that trial, that people couldn't quite believe that Apple really came up with some of the patents in that case, including this one.
Right. This is the problem with software technologies in general, that there are a lot of very common ideas, a lot of these ideas overlap, and when you get the lawyers involved and it comes down to defining things in words, it's very hard to know where one patent starts and another one ends. So, for instance, the Apple patent talks about scrolling. One of the pieces of prior art talks about panning, both things that you can do with your fingers on a touch screen. Is panning the same thing as scrolling? Well, it probably isn't exactly. Does panning include scrolling? Well, it probably does, but these things aren't clear.
So Samsung's supposed violation of the pinch and zoom pending patent was one part of the $1 billion judgment that went against Samsung this summer. What happens with that?
First off, this decision is just the first round at the patent office. Apple will almost certainly appeal it. But if this looks like it is holding up some months from now as the process proceeds, this may influence the judge in terms of reevaluating whether $1 billion in damages is the appropriate figure.
James Bessin is an economist at Boston University. Thanks very much.
Thank you.